Happy December the 1st. Welcome, December. Now, those of you who have already started or have your decorations already set up, now is the time to say, okay, we welcome December. Yes. Christmas is right over the horizon.
Right.
Not only that, we have 24 days until Christmas and 30 days until 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now those of you who are already always in a hurry to get your decorations up, have you prepared yourself for 2023?
Mm.
Do you have your New Year's resolution ready, or do you do that? I try not to do that because it's going to come anyway, and what's going to happen is going to happen.
I don't make resolutions.
I don't. I used to. I've done it. Yeah.
I was going to quit smoking. That was the big thing. And it ended up just being a God thing. It had to be a God thing.
Absolutely. And you know, we don't realize that. We think we can do these things on our own. But anyway, let us get back to opening up the show. You're listening to Linda Sims, and that was Jeff Porter in the background, my guest today. But we are live here on WGH Talk. Name of the show is The Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Now, also on that website, you are welcome to go down to Linda Sims, The Voice of a People, and take advantage of the archives that are listed there of previous shows that have been recorded. Okay, now, you have the opportunity and option to download an app out of your Play Store or out of your App Store. I know phones are different. So once you go there, please download the app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phones, laptops, iPhones, whatever you have, electronic devices. And once you do, please search WWGH. There are many, many talk show programs we have to offer you, present and in the past. You know, many of them, not just myself, but Scott Spears and other people who have had programs on WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast. We're always here anticipating to hear the phone ring and welcome your questions, welcome your comments if you call 740-383-9944 during this live broadcast. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone there is 740-262-0939. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. Location 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They will be having their last free produce of the year. Of course, this is the last month of the year. It will not resume until April of 2023. Okay, that will take place December the 17th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please make note of that. Share with those you may know who have need of free produce. Such a great honor that Logos Christian Ministries, they put a lot of work and dedication into serving the public, you know, so we thank them for that and for their continued support. And those of you who listen faithfully, thank you so very much for your support, and I hope you continue to be a support and a listener. Those of you, it may be your first time today, I pray it's not your last time, and we welcome you today. Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. It is titled Spiritual Makeup, While we spend much time making up our faces to ensure our appearance is beautiful for others, we forget to make up our minds. This is not about making decisions. Making up our mind means ensuring that our thoughts are positive and our feelings towards others are filled with good wishes. When we do, others begin to sense a deeper beauty emanating from behind the skin. This is inner beauty. Don't hide behind your face. Let the real you show through. Okay, that was kind of a head up, right?
Yeah.
Feel good?
I don't usually wear makeup, but I could start. I look at myself in the mirror in the morning. I could use some makeup.
We all can use a little bit, but this is more the inside.
Oh, yeah.
So when that comes up out of you, it emanates, you know, out in the open. It covers your face, no matter what it look like, the beauty that's on the inside. Because if you're ugly on the inside, believe me, it doesn't matter how pretty you are. You're just ugly, right?
Yeah.
No matter.
Right. That's bad.
Right. Now, that's Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days, our Doomsday Prophet. Yay.
What's that? Oh, okay.
That's my piece of paper.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, our Doomsday Prophet, he's been around here for many years. Yeah, he's faithful, and we thank God for him sharing his precious time with you on the air. So how you doing today, Jeff?
Not too bad. I probably should have went to bed earlier, but yeah.
I know you said you stay up pretty late.
So. Yeah, well, that's if I go to bed too early, though, I can't sleep.
Yeah, I get that, too. Yeah.
So I have to go to bed, you know, just the right time, I guess.
And we don't always know when that is, right?
No.
I know.
Well, if I fall asleep on the couch watching TV, then when I wake up, okay, time to go to bed.
Right. And so you're here and you made it safely, and what do you have on your mind this morning?
Well, you said that we wanted to talk about provision today, and that's that seems to be a hot topic always in Christianity.
Okay, you want to do that before you do the nuns?
The what?
The nuns.
Oh, you mean the missionaries?
Yeah, the missionaries.
Oh, yeah, I could talk about that. It was just a group of missionaries. This was on the 700 Club a few years ago, and it's a story that just kind of stuck with me. And these guys were in missionary school, and they ran into each other there. They became a group, and they said what they said was they wanted to preach to indigenous people in some country that has never heard the gospel. So they finally got it together, and they got enough money together where they got themselves an airplane. They found this group. Way out there, I don't know. I think it was either South America or Africa. I don't know which. But they know. In fact, they had never been contacted by a white man. I don't think they'd ever seen a white man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they finally got it together, got an airplane together. They put guns in there and stuff, but they promised that they would only use the guns to scare people off. If they were going to attack them, they were going to shoot them in the air. Scare them off. And there's about five or six of these guys. And they found the area that they wanted to be in, and they flew around in circles, and they saw the people down there. And they landed in a riverbed, a dry riverbed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, the tribe, you know, they were a very primitive tribe. And they came across that riverbed with spears and bows and arrows and everything, and these guys, they didn't even get a chance to get a hold of the guns to scare them off.
Wow.
And never used them, and the tribes killed them before they even had a chance to contact them at all. So, you know, they would have considered themselves failures.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, one of the tribe's people, a woman in the tribe, there was two factions to these tribes, and they were constantly fighting. And this woman got really scared of it. She got tired of it, and she ran. And she ended up at a mission house miles away from where it originated. And the mission house took her in and eventually sent her to New York City to be educated. And she went there and she became educated.
Hmm.
She became a reporter.
Okay.
I really like stories like this.
Right.
And she got married, had a bunch of kids and stuff. But it was always nagging her about, and it was hard. She had to learn English, and she said it was hard to learn English. But she went back to the tribe, and she took some books and stuff with her, and eventually nobody knew their language except her.
Right.
She's the only person that could be used for an interpreter. She went back, and she told the tribe's chiefs and captains that what happened, that these guys had brought guns with them, and but they weren't going to use them anyways, but they never used them on the tribe, and these guys had never heard of that. You know, you don't, if you've got a weapon you can use to protect yourself, you know, you don't pass that up.
Right.
You know. And so, as she went on teaching the gospel of Christ to them, they laid down their arms, they stopped fighting, and eventually the majority of both tribes got saved.
That's great.
And that is just so amazing. And today they're pretty much civilized. Now they've got modern problems, drugs and crime and alcohol and stuff, but they, you know, for the most part, they become civilized.
Right.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is amazing. God is amazing. He does wonderful
things. So those guys, their lives meant something, you know, having lost their lives to get the gospel across to somebody. That's the ultimate sacrifice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing story, I think.
It is a very amazing story.
Wow. I love it. I've got it at home on DVD.
Okay. Okay. What God can do, no man can do.
That's
no
right.
No man can do what God can do.
Well, he could see into the future.
So. Yes. Wow. And how man desires to be able to do that, see into the future.
Yeah, you know, and this lady, you know, who, only God could have picked her out. You know, she had the intelligence to learn whatever she needed to learn to go back there. Part of that was journalism, so she told the story very well, you know.
Wow. I mean, I wonder how many of those type of stories exist.
Oh, my.
You
it's
know,
hard to say.
The miracles and wonders of God and how he moves in and out of people's lives, you know, just...
Yes.
Can't beat him. Not at all. And do not count him out.
He isn't doing this to... I mean, you know, it's just taking too long for God to do this. So, therefore, it must not be, I must have heard him wrong or something, you know. And the next thing you know, he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Right.
You know.
And he talks to us just like he did the disciples. Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
What happened? You know.
Yeah.
Where's your faith? You dropped it already because I took a little bit too long, right?
Well, just like when Moses went up to the Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments, and what, it took 40 days for him to get the Ten Commandments, and as he's coming back down, there's the golden calf, there's these people rioting and everything, and he said, gosh, I wasn't really gone that long, you know, and he lost his temper and tossed the Ten Commandments, and
But God told him, get down, because your people,
he said,
Moses, your people now, right?
Yeah.
God was passing the buck. Them are your people, Moses. Get down there.
Get down there and talk to your people for
right,
me, please.
Right. They're down there partying and having a good time. There was reveling and, you know, just idolatry. They had just really lost it that fast, 40 days.
Well, there was no heart conversion back then. You know, you're talking about unsaved people. Who are, you know, they're just in the natural, and they do what they naturally do, you know. It's like dogs, they don't care, you know, you put them in the backyard, they'll bark all night, they don't care if they're waking somebody up.
That's their nature. Yeah. Right, that's their nature.
Yeah.
And sin is our nature.
Yeah.
Wow. How many people say, I never sinned, I never did anything wrong, I'm a good person, I treat everybody right.
Well, that's what I thought before I got saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a guy that was writing to me, telling me about Christ. The guy writing me wasn't exactly a saint or anything, but I said, I'm not a bank robber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a rapist. I'm not a big bad lawyer or something like that. What do you get on my case about, you know?
Right.
But 1 John 1:10 says, if we say we have no sin, we make God out to be a liar. The truth is not in us.
Right.
And Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
All.
Yeah, what does all mean to you?
Everybody.
That's right.
Anybody.
That's what people can't understand. They'd be driving down the road listening to something like this, and they go, well, I'm not a sinner. I didn't lie to people. And you ought to see this person in my office the way they act. You know, they compare themselves to other people and stuff. None of that's going to help you on the day of judgment. You're going to be, God's going to hold up that mirror to you and say, I don't see your name written in the book of life anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all these sins, even one sin can send you to hell. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Unrepented.
Yes.
Unrepented sin.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. To be repentance means to be godly, sorry of what
Turn
you've
around.
Done. Yes. Yes.
That's another thing is some people, I don't know what happens with them, but they will claim that they've come to know Christ, but nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
In their life, they go right on. If they're living with somebody, they go right on living with somebody. You know, if they're drinking, they go on drinking. I'm sorry, but that is not true repentance. You know, you give up those sins when you get saved. You know,
and the Holy Spirit will lead you to get to change and to do better. You know, yeah, God
yes.
does take us as we are, but He doesn't really want to leave us like that. He's hoping that, you know, through communication with Him and, you know, reading your Bibles and making some type of dedication, you know, that eventually the Word of God changes you, you know.
Well, I'll never forget Charles Stanley talking about some of this stuff, and he said he had seen this happen so many times. This guy comes in, and he's got money problems, poverty problems in his life, and he's got 2 or 3 kids, and their family is just destitute, and just a failure,
mm-hmm.
you know, providing for his family and everything. And then he gets saved, goes up to the altar, asks Jesus into his heart, he's born again, comes to church, you know, in 2 or 3 years. I guess, you know, what they do is they start taking that for granted. You know, God gives them a better job. They start doing much better in their life, you know, and He mends their marriage and everything. And then they quit going to church altogether.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know. They just take it all for granted, I guess. You know.
God has answered all my prayers. I'm doing good. I feel good. Everything.
Who needs Him now?
Right. Everything is lined up, so you know, and it's like something that you kind of feel, well, I don't feel like going to church tonight. You know, maybe I shouldn't go. And you really have to press your way. You know, I'm serious. You have to press your way. It's so easy not to go.
Yes.
Even though you may have a habit of going all the time, you know. But just tonight, I don't feel like it. It's so cold, you know.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, like, I really don't want to go, you know. And I really didn't. Shoot, let me take a day off, you know.
And it was raw cold last night.
Yes, it was.
Whoa, I hated walking in my car, and I said, I'm going to have to start wearing my big winter coat from now on, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Check the weather before you walk out that door.
Yes. Well, like I say, I need my heavier coat.
Right.
I really don't like having to wear it, but if I have to, I have to, you know.
Yeah. Need a mink coat. Brr.
Give me an Eskimo coat for Ohio. Space suit.
Why not, right? We're in that, you know, from the examples that we have had so far, it must going to be quite of a winter coming.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It really does. Because it's been early. You know, like even last month we had at least in the 30s, it snowed almost every day 1 week in November. I mean, it didn't last, but one morning there was a little on the ground, you know. But we saw snowflakes at least every day that week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, wow.
It's kind of flaky.
Right, so, wow. The heartfelt stories that you have shared with us is just that. They're very heartfelt, and we know, we give God all the honor and the praise for who He is and what He does in our lives and in the lives of other people, you know, and God doesn't want us to be jealous because He used someone else to glorify His name, you know.
Yeah.
He can use anyone to glorify His name,
mm-hmm.
right? He even had a donkey talking. Remember that?
Yep.
Was
Balaam.
That? Balaam, yeah. Donkey said, I've been with you all these years and I have served you. Now you want to beat me? Can you imagine that?
You know, it was deserved.
Yeah. Like, what would you have done, just thinking in your own imagination?
If your donkey started talking to you?
Yes.
I don't know. I would have probably thought I was going out of my mind at first. You know, I'd probably go,
right.
No, this is not right. I must have accidentally ingested some drugs or something.
Remember Mr. Ed, that horse?
Yeah. A horse is a horse, of course. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I watched that all the time as a kid.
Him and Wilbur.
Yeah.
But this one was true. This one, it actually happened. That donkey did talk in the scripture. So, yes, God is a man of His word.
Yes, He is.
Get us Hebrews chapter 4 and 12.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about how powerful God's word is. He wants you to be acquainted with Him. If you are not, He wants you to learn to walk with Him. He wants you to learn to talk to Him. And He wants you to learn how to be His child.
Hebrews 4:12?
Hebrews 4, yeah, chapter 12.
Oh, Hebrews 12?
No, chapter 4, verse 12.
Okay.
Is that the King James Version?
This is the New King James.
Okay, New King James, okay. Talking about the Word of God.
For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrows, as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Wow. Okay. Now, Amplify reads like this. The Word that God speaks is alive, and is full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, which is your soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. Can you get anything past God?
No.
Not even your thoughts.
No.
Afar off. That is how powerful His word is. I never really imagined that, you know, growing up and being a younger adult, that God knew my every thought. You know, how I was going to react, because He knows my heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the many things that I suffered. And I know many people, I'm not trying to put myself above anyone else, because we all have suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And if we haven't, we're going to. You know, you just don't live on this earth and don't experience
some kind of suffering.
Right. The woes of just living, right? Being a part of the human race. And
that's right.
It's not all joy and laughter and good times, you know. We go through our ups and our downs, our mm-hmm. valleys, you know. And but when God says I love you. And I will do anything for you. I will not leave you. I will always be with you. Okay. So, when it comes to walking with God, do we really believe those words?
The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Even to the division of the soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Discerning. He knows, right? He knows those thoughts. But we use words, Jeff, selfishly.
Yes, we do. Well, if you think about a person that's really selfless, I mean, a lot more selfless than I am, or, you know, the average Christian, you get to realize, you know, man, I've got a long ways to go here. Because, you know, they're willing to give up this and sacrifice that and do some. I noticed that, you know, I felt kind of that way when I was in the hospital. You know, those nurses and their, oh my gosh, the stuff they're willing to do to help mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. Clean up messes and,
I know.
All of that they do.
Like it doesn't even bother them. You know?
Yeah.
Like, whoa. I'm going home. That would be my...
Yeah, really. I've been there about 20 minutes, and I go, you know, I really don't think this job is really for me.
Of course not. I got to go now. Y'all call somebody else.
Yeah. Right? I'm sick. My own self.
Wow. Wow. It's active. God's word is alive. And he says in John 6:63, these words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Mm-hmm.
So there is life and death in the power of the tongue, right?
Yep.
You can speak words of life or you can speak words of death. And we don't want to do that. We want to encourage people. We want to lift people up. We want people to know that God is not just a God sitting on the throne waiting to judge you and strike you with lightning, you know, if you do anything wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's not time for that right now. He more, like Jeff said, I think yesterday, he wishes that all would be saved, that none would perish, but come into the knowledge of who he is, right?
God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, yeah.
Right, right, right. Now let us think about that. You know, I'm going to try to do as many shows as we can, trying to encourage people to really take God serious about changing their lives and holding his hand and walking with him. We're coming into a new year. We have no idea what's over the horizon. Not just that horizon, but the horizons that we live in day by day. You know,
yes.
What's going to happen the next second or the next hour or the next day. We have no idea.
I think from the way some of the medical people act, a lot of people just take them for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say, well, they get paid for what they do. Well, if they're not being paid enough, I'll tell you that, from the stuff they do, you know.
Right, right. You're right.
I'm not saying they're perfect by any means.
Oh.
But.
Oh, right.
They have a tough job. It's like the same thing with paramedics and police.
Right.
Fire. Those are tough jobs.
Yes, they are very tough jobs. Yes, they are. Wow. Energizing. God's word does also energize you. And it is effective. That means it goes out and accomplishing things, right? Yeah, it accomplishes things. What do you need accomplished in your life today?
Well, I just need to, I need a little bit more maturity. You know, and I was just thinking about that, how I fall short in that service area. You know, sometimes I think I'm not really that willing to help somebody.
Right.
You know, when they really need help, you know, it's that guy out there trying to change a tire and it's freezing cold. It's about 15 above, you know, and the wind's blowing. I'm not sure I want to get out of my car.
Boy, you know? I tell you, that self is so selfish, isn't it?
Yes, it can be.
Do I have
to? There are times when I can do it, no problem. Other
right.
times... I can't do this, you know.
Like, do I really have to?
Yeah, and you know, you don't need an edict from God say, get out there and help that guy change his tire or help him get out of the ditch or whatever, you know. Unless it's an extreme emergency, then you probably help him. But
right, and we have two examples of that that we really know of. One was Moses with the burning bush that God called him.
Yeah.
Audibly, Moses. Okay.
Moses, put off your shoes for the place you stand is holy ground.
Yes. And then Noah. He called Noah. Could you imagine? Is that you, Lord?
Yeah, you want me to build what?
Right. Never rained
you
before.
You need a little model ship, you mean?
Right.
We put grasshoppers in it?
Oh, humongous. But you
well,
know,
see, we're reminded that sometimes, well, you know, if God calls you to something that's actually impossible.
Right.
And you got to keep faith in him that with God all things are possible, and he can give you the strength and the power and the people that you need to help you do this thing. But when we're first called to something like that, forget it. I mean, it's impossible, you know.
Right.
But that's the way God works. I don't know why he does it that way, but he expects us to. That's what the pastor was talking about last night with spiritual maturity.
Okay.
We need to grow up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like Joyce Myers was talking about that, you know, like we should realize, you know, 5 years from when the stopping point where you say, well, let me think back 5 years. How am I doing much better since then? You know, is my faith stronger? Is my innards stronger? In other words, I'm not as wimpy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and turn on the radio in my car and it doesn't work. You get mad at God,
mm-hmm.
you know. Am I still doing that now? You know, you'd be asking yourself those questions, you know. And you'd be now more interested in solid foods than milk, you know.
Right.
And God will come along with some pretty fascinating stuff if you allow him to mature you, you know. But you have to go through the bad times to get there.
Mm.
You have to go through the pain and the sorrow, you know.
We don't want to hurt. We don't want to go through. We don't want to cry.
Who in their right mind would, you know.
Doesn't feel good.
No.
So you're telling me that we all have to go through something that does not make us feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we're on top of the world, you know. Nothing's going to happen to me. You know.
Oh. Well, you know, I used to, when you first get saved, you know, I had these mountaintop experiences, you know. I wonder what happened to those. But, and you know, God clears out all these problems and everything, and you're sitting on top of the world, but eventually you got to come back down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad part. And take possession of your life again, you know. I'm always thinking, I wish I could take a vacation to Hawaii or something, you know. Just lay there on the beach, let the sun heal my body.
Mm. Or Florida. I mean, that's closer, but.
Yeah, too many hurricanes, though.
Well, like you said about the tornadoes, I mean, there are seasons for such things, but sometimes they happen out of season, unexpectedly, you know.
I was talking about how I was sitting on the bus one day, I was listening to the weather report, and there was a huge line of blizzards, snowstorms,
mm-hmm.
coming across the west there. And inside of this line of blizzards and snow, inside of there was a bunch of tornadoes. And I said, that is unheard of. That's got to be last day's stuff, you know.
Right. It is last day stuff. We're living right in the midst of last day stuff every day.
That's why God does that stuff, is to wake us up. Make us realize that we're standing on the edge of eternity. We're one heartbeat away from eternity. You know.
And when you say it like that, that's serious.
It is very serious.
One heartbeat away from eternity. Woo! Yeah, that's really putting it on the line right there, Jeff.
And it's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is true. You're right. We don't think about that. Oh, it's Christmas. Of course it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
The season is here. You know, the lights are, people have a lot of houses are really decorated nice with plenty of lights and,
yeah,
you know, even our temperament and our attitudes are uplifted. You know,
yeah,
we're more friendlier with other people and we're more apt to get out there and shop. And it's just a joy that comes with Christmas. But
yeah,
still, we're a heartbeat away from eternity. And don't let Christmas hinder you or stop you from walking with God. Yes, Christ's child did come to save people from their
sins.
He did come for that specific reason. So, yes, all the glitz and the glitter goes with Christmas, but the most important thing is why Christ came. Why did he come here? Were we that important? Yes, we were that important to him. After all, man is created in the likeness and image of God himself. Why would he not care what happens to you? You know?
Yeah.
We are his blueprint.
Would you ever be in a situation like, you've been in the hospital quite a bit, you know?
Enough.
And sometimes you lay there and wonder, okay, God, where'd you go?
And this
need you back here.
Right, and this always crosses your mind. Is this sickness unto death?
Yeah.
You know.
Yep, every now and then that would cross my mind. I'd think, well, okay, if I'm going to die, then get it done, you know. I'm going to lay here and suffer and suffer, and I don't die. What good is it, you know?
Or is it going to get any better? Am I going back home, you know?
Yeah.
I've been there before. Oh, my gosh. I have been there.
In fact, those social workers were even talking about trying to put me in a nursing home for a while. And fortunately, I said, well, I'm going to put this in your hands, Lord, you know. Fortunately, they didn't have the funding for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so later on, I just said, you know, I might just go home.
Right.
And they said, well, we thought you might do that. So that was like on a Wednesday or something. And then Friday, I said, well, I'm going home now, guys, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when I first got home, I went in the door of my enclosed porch in the front, and I tripped a little bit, and, man, I almost didn't quite make it. I made it through the front door. I thought, maybe this isn't the best idea in the world. Maybe I should have went to the nursing home.
Right.
But in a couple of weeks, I was walking pretty good, so.
Yes. Yes.
I'm still not really out of the woods yet, but I'm getting there.
Well, great.
You know.
Great. Great. God is a healer.
I don't even know what's wrong, really. But I'm waiting. I know God's going to heal all this.
Amen. Amen. At least you have faith in him.
Yes.
Right. And you continue to walk with him.
Stumble.
Yeah. I get that too. Yeah. None of us have arrived yet. And I know many of you may be saying, how do I walk with God? How do I begin to walk with God? And I have something to share with you, and Jeff can add when I'm finished. You can begin by talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you would a friend. You know, and it leads itself to conversation. It may be one-on-one. You're doing all the talking, but that's okay. God has his way of talking back to you, you know. He desires that we converse with him through prayer. And prayer doesn't always mean you're on your knees or closed up in a room by yourself. It does not always mean that. I'm not saying that you can't, don't do that, because you can if you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
But just walking and talking with God is praying to him and leaning and depending on him for your every need, for your livelihood every day. It says, bring your needs and your struggles to God when you spend time with him. You know, don't leave those things out and go to your best friend or to your neighbor and spill out your heart to them. Spill out your heart to God. He's the only one who can make a difference. Not saying that they can't give you good and sound information, but no man can do the things that God can do. God opens doors that no man can close, and he closes doors that no man can open, okay? So you bring your needs and your struggles to God when you spend time with him, and then continue to pray throughout your day or to just say thank you, God, for even listening to me. Mm-hmm. I'm trusting you to bring these things about for me. I just need you today to show up and show out on my behavior, for my benefit, that I can bring glory to your name. So that's what I have to say as far as walking with God. Did you have anything to add in these last 2 minutes?
Let him speak to you. Don't do all the talking. You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes he speaks to you when you least expect it. But then you know it's him, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He may speak through a person or through some TV program or radio program, and that person says exactly what you needed to hear, you know. I don't know how many times that's happened to me.
So true, Jeff. So true. Because he can use anyone to get his message across.
That's right.
Wow. That's happened to me, too. The exact thing I needed at that time.
Or you might have a dream.
Right.
Or something like that.
That's true. But he's what they call, he's Johnny on the spot. He's right on the money.
Yeah.
He's never late. He's always on time. His timing, not ours, but he's always on time. So this is our first hour. Hopefully and prayerfully that you really heard something to encourage you, you know, from the scriptures and some of our life experiences, Jeff and myself, and put these things into action. You know, the Word of God is quick and it is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Remember that. And we will continue on this vein that we have begun in. Walk with God. God so wants you to be encouraged to walk with Him in these last and evil days. So, this is our first hour of Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here and my guest, Jeff Porter. We will be with you the next hour, starting at 11:15 until 12 noon. So take advantage of the many ads that will be coming your way. Till next time, be blessed and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.